March 8, 2026. Today's reading from Encounter with God. The Glory Due to God. Opening Prayer. Coming to your word today, Lord God, I thank you for the many ways your Spirit has spoken to me through it. Continue to teach me so that I can better serve you. Read Psalm chapter 29. A Psalm of David. Ascribe to the Lord, you heavenly beings. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord thunders over the mighty waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is majestic. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. The Lord breaks in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon leap like a calf, Sirion like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord strikes with flashes of lightning. The voice of the Lord shakes the desert. The Lord shakes the desert of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord twists the oaks and strips the forests bare. And in his temple all cry, Glory! The Lord sits enthroned over the flood. The Lord is enthroned as King forever. The Lord gives strength to his people. The Lord blesses his people with peace. Reflect. God, who made the earth, the air, the sky, the sea, who gave the light its birth, he cares for me. Reading the chapters of Chronicles in recent days, it has struck me afresh how concerned the writer was to ensure that his readers understood how much their national history had to teach them about how the Lord's followers should behave. This was for kings, judges, teachers, soldiers, and ordinary citizens. They needed to know all about the God they were seeking to follow, or ignoring. They needed to know not just what he expected of them, but also about his creative power and glory, and why he had the right to have these expectations of them. This psalm would undoubtedly have been a valuable aid for those sent out by Jehoshaphat and Asa to make sure that the people understood the faith to which they had committed themselves. It is certainly a useful reminder to today's believers of who our God is. The introductory verses remind us that he is not just the God of this earth. His glory and strength are also recognized and proclaimed by heavenly beings. He deserves to be worshipped. The whole creation, including waters, trees, animals, desert lands, and everything else, recognizes and responds to the voice of the Lord. The concluding verse sums up the way in which this great, glorious, strong Creator God relates to those who are his people. He gives them strength and blesses them with peace. Of course, David, like us, knew that knowing and serving the Lord and knowing his strength and peace didn't mean that his people would never have troubles. Jesus reflected his Father when he said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." Apply. Ask yourself, what have I read, heard, or done this week which has reminded me of who God is and what he has done for me and requires of me? Closing prayer. Almighty God, with all of heaven, I worship you and thank you for who you are. Thank you for the great power of your voice that speaks love, provision, and peace over me. Please help me to serve you as you deserve.